Hi, I'm Bonnie Christian. You're listening to the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily Podcast. If you like it, hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Now, here's what's happening today, Wednesday, November the 25th. Elon Musk's marked becoming the world's second richest man with another SpaceX rocket launch.
All right. And for the seventh time, this Falcon has landed.
Tuesday evening's flight added 60 more Starlink satellites to the firm's low Earth orbit constellation. Musk's personal fortune saw a meteoric rise after shares in his car firm Tesla surged. His net worth jumped by $7.2 billion to $128 billion, pushing him past Bill Gates on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. Only Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is richer. Tesla shares soared after it was announced they'd be added to the S&P 500, sending the company's market value above $500 billion. One good photograph could be all someone needs to break into your house.
If there's a photo of it, then potentially they can replicate that key.
Mark Hall from protecting.co.uk says an iPhone camera would be able to take a high enough quality photo for a real-world hacker to use it as a template for a 3D printer. He says it opens up questions about how we should keep our items safe and what we should be sharing on our social media.
When we moved house, there's a picture of me holding the keys. And it's like, oh, should that picture be deleted? And the answer is probably yes.
He suggests thinking about your real-life security like you would two-factor authentication on a computer, making sure not just one single key can gain access to your home. A treasure trove of ancient arrows has melted out of a single ice patch in Norway. In an area no bigger than 18 hectares on a mountainside in the southern part of the country, researchers have gathered a total of 68 arrow shafts and other artefacts. Based on radiocarbon analysis, the oldest arrows date back to around 4100 BC, while the youngest are from around AD 1300. The arrows that survived are made from materials like bone, slate, iron, and even a mussel shell, while some still have the twine and tar used to mould them to their wooden shaft. Other bits discovered include a 3,000-year-old shoe and textiles that are believed to have been used to package meat. Staying in the prehistoric times, the only dinosaur bones ever discovered in Northern Ireland have been officially confirmed for the first time. The two fossil bones were discovered by the late Roger Byrne, a schoolteacher and fossil collector who donated them to the Ulster Museum. Now it's confirmed by a team of experts that they are from early Jurassic rocks found in Island Magee. Dr. Mike Sim from National Museums NI says the discovery is significant because most of Ireland's rocks are the wrong age for dinosaurs, either too old or too young, making it nearly impossible to confirm dinosaurs existed there. He adds that the dinosaur fossils were perhaps swept out to sea, alive or dead, sinking to the Jurassic seabed where they were buried and fossilised. Now to some encouraging news on coronavirus. Scientists say none of the mutations documented in the virus appear to make COVID-19 spread more rapidly, but they do warn that it's still important to remain vigilant and continue to monitor the genetic changes. That's because the imminent introduction of vaccines may put new selective pressures on the virus that may lead to mutations that do not respond to jabs. The findings published in the journal Nature Communications are based on the genetic material of coronavirus from more than 46,000 people with COVID-19 from 99 countries. And finally, Google Stadia's director of games says there are about 400 games in development for the service. In an interview with Mobile Syrup, Jack Buser mentioned Google Stadia's roadmap for the future. He says the titles are set to launch in the next few years, but did not mention specific games. He added that the games in development would come from around 200 developers. You're up to date. Tech and Science Daily is back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Subscribe to make sure you don't miss out. And come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast, where we bring you the latest news, interviews and analysis from the Evening Standard's newsroom. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.